Great leaps, however exhilarating, are hard on mortal creatures. These are the words Krista Tippett used to describe her leap from growing up in small town Oklahoma, where she went to a Southern Baptist church that her grandfather was a preacher of, to ending up at Brown University in the city of Providence, Rhode Island. Now, she chose Brown, a university she had never heard of, because a friend that she'd met at a debate camp had really wanted to go there. We make lots of ways we make choices. And then she described going to Brown as, quote, moving to Mars. Great leaps are, however exhilarating, are hard on mortal creatures. And so by her second year there at Brown University, she says she entered a dark place that she later recognized as her first depression. She climbed out of this dip by throwing herself into all the chances that were coming her way. And she ended up as an exchange student in Eastern Germany, where she was enthralled intellectually and emotionally by the division in Germany and in the world at the time. She became a journalist and subsequently worked with the State Department before and was working in Berlin when the wall fell in 1989. Living through these historic moments and connecting to people on both sides of the wall eventually drew her to move away from exploring politics, but to be really curious about how and where people find meaning in their lives. And you may know that Krista Tippett is now currently the host of a very popular radio show and podcast called On Being, where she interviews religious scholars, scientists, mystics, philosophers, all exploring life's complexities. From that great leap and the accompanying dip into darkness, and her willingness to continue to welcome the unknown, emerged one of our nation's greatest contemporary thinkers. Perhaps you too can think of some great leaps you took that opened up your life. Was it that first step you took if you went to college, or launching a new career, moving across the country, or chasing that hottie who eventually became your spouse? Or did events that were thrust upon you propel you into a new way of being? The death of a parent at a young age, dealing with your own health crisis or that of someone you love? Ready or not, change sometimes comes to us. Each of our lives has these moments of emergence, times when we shift into something new, from caterpillar to butterfly, and most often, not without that muck of the chrysalis phase. The awkward moment of adolescence comes to mind. If you might be at a loss for what moment of great emergence you had, you can start with your birth. The great emergence from that warm, wet, dark womb to the world of light, sound, color, air, and a whole host of other living creatures moving around. Now, the root of the word emergence is to bring to light, which is why the birth metaphor is a really powerful one. But emergence also shares the same root with the word emergency. These events, these times of great change, are ripe for transformation, but they involve risk, vulnerability, strength, overcoming doubt, and a certain level of just thrusting forward, a moving toward the light, even when you can't be 100% sure of the outcome, which, by the way, you never can. But without them, without the terror and the dark moments, without the risk and the fear, we would die slowly, as Martha Medeiros reminds us. Or as Ben Franklin said, When you finished changing, you're finished. I love that. William Bridges is the author of a book called Transitions, which was written maybe 20 or 30 years ago. And it was a very powerful book for me in my life as a young adult when I was going through a whole bunch of changes. And he tells us that change happens. There's two kinds of change. There's actually the change on the outside situation that you've either brought upon yourself or has happened to you. And then there's the inner transformation, the inner transition that moves you from one state of identity to another. Now, unfortunately, these outer changes and inner shifts seem to occur on different time zones. Right after my daughter was born, I was holding her in my arms in the hospital. My husband was filling out the myriad of paperwork at the hospital bed. And he looked up at me and he said, "They want the mother's social security number." And I stared at him and I said, "My mother's social security number?" Right? So not there with what was really happening. So not there. Lord. Now, according to Bridges, each change in our lives begins with an ending. There's something we need to let go of, no matter how welcome the change is. A part we often ignore if we brought on the change ourselves. Like having a baby and recognizing that that life of, hey, let's go out to dinner tonight, is over at least for a dozen years or so. Or even after a divorce and the sense of being partnered and what that shift is. There's a letting go, even if the divorce was your choice. Following this letting go phase, William Bridges calls the next phase the neutral zone. Now, in my own experience, I have never experienced it as neutral. It is that place where you don't know what's happening in your life. It's a disorienting phase because you're not there and you know you're not there, but you don't know where you are yet. Inside. That's a really yucky, mucky phase. And we go through it when we're in these big changes. But finally, there is that new beginning, the reorientation where the inner and the outer begin to match, and you can move forward in a new way of living more powerfully than perhaps you ever lived before. Now, when I think of our collective life here in the congregation, I see us in this moment of emergence, where our growth in numbers and vitality and the needs of the world around us are calling us to shift and to change and to stretch in some significant new ways. As a congregation, we are now in that process that involves risk and vulnerability, strength and troubling doubt, and a certain level of just thrusting forward, moving towards the light of new possibility for ourselves and for that fragmented world around us. Now, we may be in different stages of this transition, some of us more ready for the new, some of us needing more time to make those shifts. Getting to this new place, taking leaps great and small, may from time to time be hard on us mortals. Make no doubt, great leaps, although exhilarating, are hard on mortal creatures. But the opportunities before us and the calling we have in this world, in this time, where there is so much disintegration, where there is so much fragmentation, so much hate, so much fake news, so much going on that would tear us apart. The opportunity we have and the calling we have to build a world starting right here, where we build bridges across difference, where we reach out to those who are oppressed, where we say no to what we see in the world that is hateful. That is so necessary and so needed. And no doubt, if we take these great leaps, it will be life-changing. I'm in.